Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Luke 18, chapter 18, beginning at verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain, which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed, thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. I want to talk about trusting in themselves. Trusting in themselves. Last week we were talking about how the enemy brings oppression and how he oppresses us. That means he harasses us and he controls us. But we know that the Bible says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power to heal all those that are oppressed of the devil. So we know that the enemy can oppress you in a certain area of your life where he can hold you in bondage, meaning that he harasses you so much in that area that some of us think this is the way that it should be. We talked about how you have to close doors to the enemy, because the Bible said that we don't neither give place to the enemy. We don't give him a foothold, meaning that we don't let the sun go down on our wrath. The Bible tells us we can be angry but sin not. God knows in different situations that we do get angry, but through getting angry, we don't begin to sin. So God is bringing into this house spiritual warfare the more. Why? Because we are in a spiritual battle, and we have to know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, a stronghold is an area in your life that you held in bondage due to the way you think. And the enemy knows that if he can get you to think upon a certain thing, that he can hold you in bondage in that area, meaning that there's a fortress in your mind. And seem like when you try to come out of that area, seem like you can't come out of that area because there's a fortress all the way around you. And the only way that you can come out of that area is through the Word of God. And this is why God said he called me to root up and tear down the strongholds off of his people. And that's why when Jesus was saying, when Paul was saying that he came to heal those that were oppressed, sometimes it's just oppression in our lives that make us sick. And if we don't know the area that the enemy is oppressing us in, we try to go in and try things ourselves. So today what the Lord is bringing in the house is trusting in yourself. It's a lot of us in this room that's trusting in ourselves more than we're trusting in God. We think that we can do it better than God. And the enemy knows that if he can get you to trust in yourself, that means that you're not humbling yourself before God. That means that you're walking in pride. And the enemy knows that when you walk in pride, there shall be a fall. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. that mean that my confidence, my reliance, my faith is in God and not in me? And this should have taken place when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. See, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we say, God, it's not about me. This is why the Word of God says that if you want to be his disciple, a learner of Christ, a follower of Christ, you're going to have to deny yourself. That means I got to lose interest in myself. I got to lose myself to the point of I don't see me no more. I see Jesus. We have a problem in the house of God. People want to be seen. They want to be heard, and they want to be attached to. And even under pride, there is rejection because a person that want to be seen and heard and attached to is operating in pride. Because rejection is under pride, meaning that you're going to see me, you're going to hear me, you're going to be attached to me, so you're going to try to exalt yourself. You're going to try to put yourself in a place to be seen, heard, and be attached to. God say in the body of Christ, pride has gotten so prevalent, and I'm going to tell you what pride does. First of all, there's a spirit called Leviathan. In the Bible, Job talk about this spirit of Leviathan in Job 41. This is when God was talking to Job. Job had a spirit of Leviathan. Job was had pride, and the king of Leviathan is pride. The king over Leviathan is pride. So as God began to talk to Job, so we got to understand, yes, we are born again. Yes, we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That was the first step. But the thing is, if we're not denying ourselves and crucifying this flesh on a daily basis, we're going to rise up in a position that Satan wants us to rise up in. And I'm telling you right now, this house is full of pride. And some people don't even recognize that they are in pride, but today you're going to be exposed. That enemy of pride is going to be exposed, and we got to do away with pride according to the word of God, because the enemy knows if I can keep you in pride, you won't be delivered. If I can keep you in a way of saying, I know how to do this, this is the way that it should be done, you can't tell me, you're walking in pride. See, Job was a righteous man. He was blameless before God. It looked like Job had everything going on, because we know that Job, he was making sure that his children did not sin against God, so he was making sacrifices for his children. And as he was doing this, we know he opened a door to fear. Not only was fear there, but pride was there as well. And sometimes we think that we're so super saved that we can do it better than anybody else. See, I believe that Job thought, you know what, I'm going to take care of this for my children because I can do it better. See, some of us think we can teach better. We think we can preach better. We think we can sing better. But you got to understand, it ain't God getting the glory. It's you bringing glory to yourself. And that's why the Spirit of the living God cannot come into place and do what he needs to do, because you're still in the way. Until you deny yourself and give up yourself, God cannot move the way he needs to move. And the enemy know I can't be put to flight because I'm keeping you in the way, so the power of God can't come in on the scene. See, the enemy wants you in this state of mind, in this frame of mind, to keep you from moving the way God wants you to move. So we got to understand, first of all, when this said that certain were trusting in themselves, that means that they had so much confidence in what they were doing that they said, I can be righteous because of me, because of what I do. And that's the wrong attitude. Go with me to Titus 3:5. In Titus 3:5, the word of God is telling us, and we want to make sure that we're opening our hearts today to hear the word, because as you hear this word, you can be delivered through it. In Titus 3:5, it says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. See, I want to stop right there, because some of us think that it's because we come to church. It's because that we come to church on time. It's because that we have a position in church and we're feeding the pastor and we're cleaning the church or we're visiting the nursing homes, we're visiting the hospitals, we're visiting the prisons that makes us righteous. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible says it's not according to your works blaming yourself, still trying to pay your bills. See, what you got to understand is self is still in there. Why? Because the Bible tells me, if I seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, meaning his way of doing things, all of these things, meaning everything that's necessary for me to live in this life, will be, shall be given unto me. Why? Because I'm seeking him above me. That means I'm not trying to find a way to fix it. I'm seeking the kingdom's way. I'm seeking those things that are above and not those things that are here on the earth. Because when you begin to work according to what the world does, that means your dependency is upon the world and not upon God. This is why it says, when you trust in yourself, the key is you begin to despise others. Meaning that you begin to look at others littler than you. Meaning that you begin to say, I'm better than you because I pray longer than you. I got news for you today. If you break one commandment, you broke them all. You may not lie, but if you steal, you become a liar. You may not commit adultery, but if you're out there doing something opposite, like gossiping, backbiting, being offensive, you done what they done. Sin is sin. You can't label big sin or little sin, and you can't say, well, you know, I'm not like you. All of us were not righteous. All of us was just like a dirty, filthy rag. That's how our righteousness was. God didn't have no respectable person. God said he wants all of us to become saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that means that he, what is it, rain on the just as well as the unjust? He give all of us an opportunity. So when you get saved and you get to know Jesus, you shouldn't be despisers of nobody else. You should be humble enough to say, I've been where you've been. I may not have been through what you've been through, but I was just like you was. I was once a sinner, but when I found out about his grace, the grace is what changed me. I didn't have to stop smoking on my own. I didn't have to do this or that on my own. Because of grace, I am who I am, and I am who I am through Jesus Christ and not through me. So I can't belittle you because you on drugs. I can't belittle you because you a prostitute. I can't belittle you because you ain't doing what I'm doing. I have to humbly submit myself. And that's what you have to do. You have to know your drugs ain't working. You have to know that your prostitution ain't working no more. And the only way you're going to know is through us. See, the problem is, people won't know through us because we're looking down on them. Christians, saints, set apart ones, don't even want to invite nobody to your house that look dirty, that look raggedy, that look like a bomb. But you're grabbing people in the church that you think is so right, that's so lovers of God, and you're turning up your nose at the ones that don't look like they're nobody. See, that's being a despiser. talk. We think that's what they're supposed to do. I'm going to tell you how I know I can identify pride. See, when somebody in the house of God has a position in that house, like I'll say a janitor in the house of God, one that keeps the house of God clean. If somebody saw that the janitor wasn't here to go get the plunger, they get beside themselves and say, where is so-and-so? The toilet is stopped up. So-and-so is you. You don't go call so-and-so and say, so-and-so, the toilet is stopped up. See, if you were so humble, you wouldn't call nobody. You would just pick up the plunger and you would plunge it out. See, we get above ourselves because we think we're better. And see, if you are not a doorkeeper in the house of God and you clean in the bathroom, see, you look at the doorkeeper being above you. And see, that's when you even belittle your own self. Because wherever God puts you, he puts you in that place for a reason. The biggest place that the enemy want to be is right here. Because as you notice, the pulpit is high. It's for everybody to see who's behind the pulpit. See, when Ezra got ready to read the word of God, Ezra was high above the people. Don't get me wrong. You're supposed to respect those that are in authority. But you don't supposed to put those before you put God. You don't supposed to esteem those better than you esteem God. You don't supposed to make them your God, because when you begin to make them your God, they become your God, and they expect something out of you that you cannot give them but God. Look at your neighbor and say, pride in the house. So the Bible says it's not by the works of righteousness which we have done. Let me give you another scripture. Go to 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. And Paul is really putting this out in the books of the Bible. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling. Listen at this. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Did you hear it? Not according to our works. He didn't call us according to what we do or what we don't do. It was according to his purpose and grace. See, grace is unmerited, undeserved favor that you didn't earn. That means that God bestowed his grace upon us when we weren't worthy. When we weren't worthy enough to receive it. So until you get the first part of this, you're not going to be able to get the rest. What am I saying? When we came to Christ, we came to him because we believe, I can't do this no more. I can't save myself. I can't take me to heaven. The only one that can do that for me is Jesus Christ. How do I know this? Because I heard the good news. I heard about his grace. I heard about his mercy. I heard about for me to do. Because I put my life in your hands. That means this body don't belong to me no more. See, when I confess Christ, I turn my total being over to him. Even though the spirit is what got born again, I'm saying, God, I want my mind, my will, and my emotions and my body to line up with your spirit. I want to be totally free. Not just part of me being free, but I want everything about my being to be about you. See, this is why Jesus told Mary, did you not know I was about my father's business? Meaning that I was in my father's house. See, they were looking for Jesus. They were wondering, why did you wander off? But see, if you go back to Mary, how Mary began to ponder things in her heart that was happening to her son, it should have came back to her mind, he's about his father's business. He's in his father's house. What did Jesus do? He left Mary. He left Joseph, and he was in his father's house. See, some of us haven't left nobody because we're still holding on to men and women like they're gods. We still feel like if my husband don't do it, I can't do it. Well, if your husband go to hell, feel free to go with him. Because if your husband ain't living right and he ain't doing what's right, then why are you looking up to him instead of looking at the goodness of Jesus? And what he's already done. If your wife ain't living right, then why are you looking up to the wife instead of looking up to Jesus? That's because we have put people in the place of God. Meaning that our dependency is so much on people that we're saying if they don't do it, it won't get done. That's a form of pride. Because this is what I used to say. If I don't clean this house, nobody will clean it. Hello, women. If I don't do this, it won't get done. That's a form of pride. See, I can talk for myself because I ain't ashamed of my game. See, when the Lord showed me something, I deal with what the Lord showed me. I don't let it linger there. Why? Because I can't be that instrument that God needs to use when he want to use it. So I have to humbly submit myself and say, God, woe is me. And I have to take the word of God and go into the word of God and uproot those things that I believe that was true that was not true. But see, some of us don't want to let go of those things because we feel like we can't be in control of that house. If I don't do it, it'll never get done. That's a form of pride. But where pride is, there is a fall. Then the Lord began to show me. Go to 1 John 2:15. In 1 John 2:15, the word of God says, listen at this. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Let me read it again. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Get it? Got it. For all that's in the world, listen what he's saying. It's the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father but of the world. See, the enemy knows how to get you to love the world. Through the lust of your flesh, the lust of your eyes, and the pride of life. Let me prove it to you. Go back to the beginning in Genesis. Genesis 3. This is where the enemy operated in the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.